Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1.
Sorry, I was laughing that you sounded like you were in a cave then.
I think there's a weird...
Have you put your special effect
there's
on?
There's a weird thing on my voice, hang on.
Oh, no, I just looked to my right and the one that doesn't speak is eating one of those Frappa Chappa, whatever you are, from the posh coffee shop with the cream on and he's got no straw, so he's licking it. But it's disgusting.
Yeah, really need to get a straw on that next time.
Today.
It's going really wrong.
Do you want a spoon?
Oh, yeah, that is pretty gross. Anyway, coming up, the enemy next. I got home last night, right? I've got a mate staying at the moment who's good at everything that I'm not. Like odd jobs around the house, changing bulbs, painting, decorating, generally making things work that don't work in my house. He's really good.
Do you invite him over just to fix stuff?
No, he is a friend, but it's handy that he can. Okay. So he's been staying a couple of days and my house is looking amazing now, it really is. Bathroom has all been painted.
So he's come to visit and you've made him redo the whole house?
Not the whole house.
Just the upstairs?
Yeah, he's doing the bedroom right now. So hopefully he won't be listening from what I'm about to say. I actually decided to cook last night, yeah?
Mm.
This never
That's
happened.
Unusual. Yeah.
No, because I thought, it's you know, he's doing me a good thing here. He's really got my house up together. The least I could do is cook him a meal after his hard day's work.
Rather than pay him for a job well done.
I will pay him.
Right.
And I did this, like, it wasn't difficult. It was like this chicken thing off of the Jamie Oliver cookbook that I found on there.
Wow.
I know, it's not
You've
mine.
Gone straight in for, like, really hard recipes.
It wasn't that hard.
Oh, okay.
And it was quite nice. Anyway, I'm really pleased with my work because, you know, I don't cook. It just goes ping in the microwave normally. Mm. Or my flatmate does it. That's why he's there.
Like those cakes we made at Scott Cam that tasted of egg. They were so gross.
Bit eggy, weren't they?
Really wrong.
So I present him with this meal and I'm like, da-da! And I didn't make a big thing of it, but I was inside I was really, really proud that I'd managed to do this because I can't do it. I can't cook. You
that's
know?
Amazing.
You know I can't cook. Mm. Is it wrong that I got really offended that he put so much salt on it? Like, not a little bit. He was like, oh, thanks very much. And then went... after having one taste.
Oh, no.
I know.
That
See, this is the kind of thing my mum used to say to me. Don't put salt on it. And I can now see why she got so offended. I spent, like, 2 hours doing that, and he just put so much salt on it.
For every grind, it's like, I don't like it.
Don't like it. Don't like it more.
How many grinds did he do?
Oh,
6 or 7?
10, maybe. Just salt. Nothing else.
I wouldn't cook that again.
I thought it was nice. It didn't need any more salt. Hello, if you're listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alan Glasgow's been on going, well, at least he tasted it first, Scott. My wife covers a dinner in salt first and then tastes it. See, is that worse? No, actually, it's not, is it? Because she's just clearly a salt fiend.
Mm.
Whereas my friend tasted one bite of it and then just...
realised he didn't like it.
Went for the salt. Mm. Yeah, thanks, Becky. All right. I like this. Yes, I am listening, and I just had a wee on your bed. Ha ha. That's clearly not him.
How do you know?
Because I don't recognise the number. Oh. Matt in Coventry's been on. I know how you feel, Mills. I'm a chef. Get really annoyed when people ask for tomato sauce with their dinner, when it just doesn't go. And they don't even taste it first. That's annoying also, I think.
Mm.
Right, on Radio 1, after 6, it's show and tell day. It's Wednesday. That's going to be after 6 o'clock tonight. We all bring something in, and we explain it and talk about it, like you do at school. After 5, we've got a new game, which is called Urban Bluff.
What does that involve?
It's, well, you'll find out after 5 o'clock. It's really good, though. And we've got some special guests coming in to play it. Am I allowed to say who they are? No. Okay, that's fine, then. Okay, I won't. So they're coming in after 5, a new game. You don't know what it is, you don't know who they are, but it's going to be brilliant. And after 4:30, if you need something a bit cheap, Becky can help.
Thanks.
With her classified.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Now, I gave Becky a little project, didn't I, earlier this morning?
Yep.
You may have noticed, everybody, the President of the actual United States of America is in the UK right now. And we've made a jingle for a new feature that we want to do on the show.
Karaoke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by Barack Obama.
So your mission, Becky, was to get Barack on this show while he's here. He's only down the road. How hard can it be to get the president?
Mm.
So how'd you get on?
Really well.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right, we'll play this now, yeah?
Yeah.
So you called him up.
Mm-hmm.
loop, etc.
Hello, it's Becky calling from the Scott Mills Show at Radio 1.
Oh, hi.
Hello. I was wondering if you can help me. We've got a new feature on the show, and I was wondering if you could help me out.
What? Like what?
Well, it's like, do you remember Barioki that we did?
Yeah.
Well, it's like that, but it's sung by Barack Obama, and we were wondering if the president would be interested in taking part.
Right, yes.
See?
Wow.
I was so excited.
Sounds quite promising. And they listen as well.
Mm-hmm.
The actual government listen.
Yeah, they'd heard of Barioki and everything, I think he's, from the sounds of it, he's really keen to get on board.
Okay.
And then this happened. We've got a jingle for it and everything.
Barioki is just like karaoke, but it's sung by Barack Obama.
Do you think that's something that he might be interested in?
I think it's worth a go.
So, is that a yes?
That Barack Obama would do karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why are you calling a pet shop about it?
A pet shop?
Yeah.
What happened?
I think I misdialed.
Oh, really, really well done. Scott Mills. Nigel's on in Stirling saying, that woman off the phone manners video won't be happy with Becky. That's true. Mm. We did this last night. There's a thing on YouTube called Phone Manners. And it's not that old. I think it's only a couple of years old. And it teaches you how to talk on the phone.
People who dial a wrong number more than a couple times a year are simply careless.
That's you. That's you, that is.
Yeah. But why are you calling a pet shop about it?
A pet shop?
My favourite text so far this afternoon. Ha ha, Becky, you tool.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, if you need something cheap in your life, then we've got just the person, Becky, with her classified after 4:30 this afternoon.
We should stop selling it in this way.
Actual bargains that you can find on the internet right now. Earlier on in the show, I was saying that my mate is staying over at the moment, who is... he's just really good around the house, which I'm not. And every now and again, he comes round and stays and just really... gets my house up together, which I'm really grateful, because you know what I'm like, I can't do anything, I'm rubbish. And plugs things in that don't work, like, it's really good. And he's doing a bit of painting and decorating. You know,
he plugs things in that don't work.
They don't work when I do it, but then he makes them work.
So you can't change a light bulb and now you can't plug stuff in. Have you tried pressing the little switch next to it?
For instance, I've been trying for about 2 weeks to reboot my generic hard drive recorder thing that I tape things off of the TV.
Did you switch it off and switch it back on again?
He rebooted it, it was fine. I've been trying to do that for 2 weeks.
Do you not press the reset button at the back?
I didn't know how to do that. You see, that's why he's brilliant. Anyway, I said earlier that I made him some dinner last night from a Jamie Oliver cookbook, which is unlike me, but I thought, just to say thanks for all his hard work, I would. And the first thing he did was just put tons of salt on it, and I was particularly offended. Now... he obviously heard that because he's painting my my bedroom at the moment. And I've just got a text saying, let me just read it to you. You are dead. I'll make a chicken out of you later. Now, does anyone know what I mean? He is from Latvia. But I think that's lost in translation.
Yeah.
It's not the most threatening of threats, is it? They don't storm into the Vic, do they, on EastEnders? Oi, Sharon! She's still in it?
I don't think so.
Oi, Grant! I'll make a chicken out of you later. I don't know what that means, but brilliant. Thanks very much.
Podcast.
Right, so what you got for me?
Some bargains, some misconnections that you like.
Oh, I love that.
If you've got a secret admirer, all sorts today. A bit of education as well.
Wow, something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here are the classifieds. These are real things you can find on the internet right now if you so wish. Toilet for two. Eh?
I've told you about these before.
The twin toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've come to the conclusion that I must sell my toodaloo, and that saddens me.
Well, it would sadden me.
But it'll make someone else's life so much better.
There's just something wrong about going to the toilet with somebody else. Don't you
think?
Girls
do it all the time. Go in pairs.
Yeah, they don't. Do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know that. But they don't go in. They don't go to the loo together, do they?
No.
I just think that's a bit weird. It's like people. That leave, like, when they're in a relationship, that leave the door open.
Oh, no!
No. But people do that. That's horrible. It's just all wrong, though.
That's really wrong.
But people do it.
I purchased it for my wife. It was our 4-year anniversary, and I really wanted to give her something special. Something that I put a lot of thought into. And most importantly, something we could do together. After countless hours of research, I found the Toodaloo.
Wrong.
The Toodaloo is billed as the world's first toilet two people can use at the exact same time. It's supposed to bring couples closer together and conserves our water supply, all with one flush.
It's quite green.
I think it's gross.
My wife was disgusted and has since left me.
Not surprised.
There we are. Left you because of the Toodaloo.
I can't think of a better way to end a romantic dinner out. And how cool would Taco Tuesday have been had she been a little more open-minded? It's just not the same when you use it alone. And the empty seat next to me just reminds me of her. I truly hope that someone can use my tea for tea, toilet for two, and find the happiness that I was so looking for.
I don't want that.
Really?
I don't want it.
I just had a vision of you and Chappers there, you know.
Really not, ever.
No. Okay.
So that's off.
Yeah.
What's Taco Tuesday?
Well, I assume it's because if they've eaten spicy food together, it'll be all the more exciting. Did you really have to get me to explain that to you?
Sorry, now you come to mention it. I get it. Next.
Kissing lessons.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds good, okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you a woman?
Yes.
Are you tired of guys complaining that you're a horrible kisser?
Oh, no.
You like to learn some new techniques in a fun and safe environment?
Maybe.
Well, you're in luck, my friend.
Wow.
Excellent.
This is good.
Right now, you can take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer. I'm offering free, that's right, absolutely free kissing lessons to the first 500 women who apply.
That's really good.
It would be all right being the first one, but not the 499th. Be a bit gross.
I just wish they had something like this when I was a bit younger. Like, I just practiced on the back of my hand. Oh.
That's really nice.
We talked about this before. Some people use mirrors.
Yeah.
What did you use?
I don't know. I don't think I did. The one that doesn't speak is using his frappe. What's it? His drink.
His frappe drink. Mm. Yeah, he is. Stop kissing your drink. Weird.
So don't delay. Those 500 free offers are going fast. If you act right now, you'll receive training on the following types of kisses. 1. French kissing. 2. Eskimo kissing. 3. Electric shock kissing. 4. Ear kissing. 5. Neck kissing. 6. Spider-Man kissing.
What's that?
7. Breath kissing. 8. Underwater kissing. And 9, vacuum kissing.
Oh.
You won't regret it.
Oh.
What's Spider-Man kissing? Is that upside down?
What's electric shock kissing?
Hanging from a wall.
And also, look at the one that doesn't speak's face. He's thinking, electric kissing, that could be a new good feature. Electric shock kissing. Okay. So, probably not, because I think I do know how to kiss now.
Oh, yeah, we've had this before as well, haven't we?
Anyone that's kissed me, let me know. Mm. Next.
Now, the girl.
This is a missing connection.
Oh, I love these.
So, if you've been out at all in the last couple of weeks, this could be you.
You might have an admirer, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The girl who took a dump in the Art Institute parking lot.
It could be you.
Come on. It was like 50 paces to the nearest toilet. I sat there in my car, wondering what the hell you're up to. You spent at least 2 minutes scurrying around your parked car, looking to see if the coast was clear. I thought you were, like, going to break into someone else's car or something.
Wow. That's love.
Then I guessed you thought you were safe and hurried to the front of your car, near the third-level stairwell, and went to it. For goodness sake, woman. All the time you spent looking out for passing cars, you could have hustled your lazy butt downstairs and into the building and used the bleeding loo. Ooh. Sheesh. Anyway, if you're free later, drop me a line.
Like anyone is going to ring him and admit to that.
Wow. He sounds quite annoyed, and then he's like, anyway.
Yeah.
Drop me a line.
I'll forgive you. Let's go out for dinner.
Yeah. Okay, what's this next one?
It's another misconnection.
Pregnant doctor lady who looked at my blister.
Oh, so if you're a pregnant doctor lady that looked at anyone's blister lately, then this could be you. You may have an admirer. Check this out.
You were the doctor who looked at the blister on my foot. You're pregnant with another man's baby. I would raise it as my own. I love you. My girlfriend will not be happy about this, but she's out of town.
I would advise not getting in touch if that is you.
I would also advise that. And that is Becky's Classifieds. A real nice selection there today, my darling. Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Please welcome our guest today to play our game. It's Matt Willis and Actual Emma. Hiya!
Actual Emma.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Now, Emma, I've got to ask.
What?
Are you pregnant?
No, I just smuggled a football in well, up my
never,
top.
I never like to ask ladies that in case I'm wrong and they're just really fat.
Just got really fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am.
Yeah.
You know
really
that.
Are. I know.
And it's, but it's proper showing.
It really it? Is. I yeah. love it.
Belly button and everything.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, mate.
Thanks for coming in.
It's all right.
I texted Matt, I think it was on Monday morning, saying, hi, can you and Emma come in for a bit on Wednesday? And he was like, yeah. And then sent me a text going, should I be worried? Yeah. And I can understand your concern. But actually, yeah. Becky, reassure them, please, because they won't believe me.
It isn't that bad.
It's not.
Isn't that bad? Isn't that bad?
Honestly, it's See? Absolutely fine. It's a new game. It's like a guessing game. And it's called Urban Bluff. All you've got to do is just sit there and guess.
Okay.
There's not going to
okay.
be like horrible, any horrible surprises or anything. God, they don't trust me at all, do they?
Apart from the guns you've ordered.
Oh, yeah. Right, so we'll do that in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday we were doing this thing called the bookshop game where we just call people up with books that don't exist and see if they've got them. Like, yesterday we did Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers-Like.
We heard that.
Quite a lot. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
I forgot you actually listened.
Yeah, we actually listened.
Now, I found this. It's from one of those kind of local TV channels in America.
Okay.
And what they do, which is quite nice in the morning, you know, on the morning show, they do like birthday wishes for their viewers, which is quite sweet. And this one starts off, like as it does every other day, quite normally.
And happy first birthday to Corbin Williams from your mom, dad, and Bailey. Let's see, Trenton Morgan, happy ninth birthday from your grandpa and grandma Olsen.
Now, you know what's going to come next. Somebody has infiltrated the names, and they start reading them out. It all starts to go really downhill.
Scott Phelps, happy 32nd birthday. We love you. Love Holly, Mom, Tammy Vaughn, Joshy, and Libby. Lou Bricken, happy, hope your big party goes smooth, love, Beth.
Lou Bricken, that's, his party goes well.
I don't know who's real and who's not.
Now that's the director, who's like the most laid-back director in the world. He's in the gallery and he can't quite work out who's who.
I don't know who's real and who's not.
Here's another birthday wish.
Anita Lay, happy birthday to my sweet little girl, Anita.
That's Anita Lay.
Esther and Emma Royds. We love you too from the kids.
Now it's easier to get caught out like this because like, I have done this before myself, where like you just get a text and then suddenly it's someone called Emma Royds. Don't start sending them in now, please. Here's the director again.
Melissa sent me an email that I got at home that said, "Don't use one." It was bend over.
Okay, don't use bend over.
So he's on alert. Is it? He is on alert. He knows not to use bend over, but the others seem to have passed him by.
Bill and May and Nays. Happy anniversary to Bill and May and Nays.
That's May and Nays. You think he would realize by now?
Go past those.
Go past those.
Go past those.
But he keeps on doing them.
Craven Moorhead, happy 21st birthday.
It's Mama's.
gets a lot worse after that. I don't think I can play anymore.
It's Mama's. Happy 48th birthday to you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, it's time for our new game. Normally, Chappers is here, but obviously he's not today. So it's Becky against Matt Willis and Emma, and they are going to be one team together. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
That's fine.
So you can confer.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
This is our new game. It's called Urban Bluff. It's very simple. And it goes like this. I like this. Right, you know the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
It's a website where people upload phrases and sayings they use. Like, for instance, this. You know what social networking is? But do you know what social not working is?
Social not working?
Yeah.
Is that just being a bum and not having a job?
Well, I'll tell you, Emma, it's that time you spend on Facebook and Bebo and MySpace when you should be doing some work. Hence, social not working.
Oh,
clever, that, isn't it? Right, so we've got three phrases from the Urban Dictionary. We got three people to give us a different definition of each word, right? All you've got to do is work out which one of them is telling the truth and giving us the real meaning of the word. Right. Two of these people out of three are bluffing it. Only one of them has the right definition. Get it?
Yep.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Let's do it then.
It's like an 80s cop show.
I love it. Your first phrase is blackberry jam. Any ideas?
Blackberry jam.
What could that be in the Urban Dictionary?
Really?
All right, Emma, calm down.
Jeez. It's tickled Emma.
Really, I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's the hormones.
Right. Right, here to help you out. Here is your first definition of blackberry jam. It's from Kate Silverton off of BBC News.
Blackberry jam is the gunk that gathers on a touchscreen phone. If you eat lots of food with your fingers and you don't clean the screen regularly, you get a build-up of goo. You know, the kind of stuff you get from sandwiches, cakes, hummus, burgers, fried chicken, coleslaw and donuts. It all builds up.
Can I borrow your phone, Kate? Oh, gross! You've got blackberry jam. What's all that over the screen?
Sandwiches, cakes, hummus, burgers, fried chicken, coleslaw and donuts.
You need to wash your hands.
And that is what's meant by blackberry jam.
Did you just say hummus?
Hummus.
That's what I was thinking.
Hummus.
Hummus.
She's well posh. She's off the knees, though. I can't wait till a hummus story comes up on the news. right. Are you convinced by Kate Silverton?
No, I don't think I am.
Okay.
I was a little bit.
Well, okay. Or maybe.
I believe that voice.
Maybe, yeah. Voice of reassurance. Yeah. She? Maybe blackberry jam means this from Greg James.
A blackberry jam's a kind of people traffic jam that occurs in train stations. It's caused by inconsiderate workaholics walking too slowly whilst their noses are glued to their BlackBerry device. You know, it's a bit like this.
Why are you late?
I'm sorry. There was a BlackBerry jam coming out of Lime Street Station and I missed the bus.
What a bunch of inconsiderate workaholics.
I know. Anyway, how about a pano raisin and a mochaccino? And that's what's meant by a BlackBerry jam.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I was sold on that one too, though.
Okay, see.
But it might be too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Becky?
I prefer the sticky fingers one.
Okay. Or maybe blackberry jam means this. Will you believe Comedy Dave off the Chris Moyles show?
You know when you're at a music festival and you can't get a mobile phone signal? Heck, I know that I do. It happens to me all the time. And that's because there are thousands of people calling and messaging each other at the very same time. And most of them are music industry idiots trying to work out how to get their helicopter or their limousine to take them back to their luxurious hotel. And they all have those fruity name phone and email devices, and this is where the phrase BlackBerry Jam comes from. It works a bit like this.
Hey, where have you been? I texted saying meet me at the vegetarian tie-dye moccasin store 3 hours ago.
Sorry, Bob. I only got your message 2 minutes ago.
Ah, must have been stuck in the BlackBerry Jam.
Yes, you're probably right, Bob. Do you fancy a jacket potato or perhaps some falafel or some noodles?
Random. So, BlackBerry Jam. It's time to decide. Is it Kate Silverton's gunk on her mobile device? Is it Greg James's human traffic jam from people looking at their mobile device? Or is it Comedy Dave's slow mobile signal at music festivals? Okay, let's go for Matt and Emma on their team first.
I have trouble believing anything that Comedy Dave says.
That seems too obvious as well. Do you want to go with sticky fingers?
No, I don't. I want to go with Greg James's one.
Do you?
Yeah, the human traffic.
The human traffic jam
thing.
All right, then.
I think that's a goodie.
Okay. So you're saying Greg James's human traffic jam is that's the BlackBerry jam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say the sticky fingers one, but I think Comedy Dave's one. Because I can imagine them all there on their phones. Okay. You can never get a signal at festivals, can you?
Never.
All right, let's find out who was telling the truth.
Yes, it was me.
Yes!
It's the people traffic jam.
Yes!
It was
Greg James is human traffic jam, so Matt and Emma get the points.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
You're good.
I am.
Okay, you ready for word number two?
Yes.
Let's do it. Your next word is remote dance. Remote dance. Any thoughts? Play along at home on 81199.
Remote dance. I don't know.
Well, let's help you out a bit.
Yeah.
Here are three explanations about what remote dance means. starting with this one.
We've all done a remote dance at some point, and we probably didn't even know we were doing it. It's the kind of thing that typically happens at weddings when you're standing around talking to people. As the music plays, you can't help but move your feet, but only slightly. You involuntarily sway with the rhythm of the music. This can also involve subconscious hand jiving. You'd use it like this.
Hi, Bob. Good wedding reception, isn't it?
Yeah, nice spread. I like your dance moves, Doug.
Nah, I was just remote dancing. I just can't control my feet. Come on, let's Macarena.
Yeah, get down.
Amazing. So that was that was Greg James's one. Or maybe remote dance is this from Comedy Dave.
Remote dance. Now, everybody's done a remote dance at some point in their life. You know, when your TV remote won't work properly. Maybe you're at a bad angle, or maybe the battery's running down, so you push the button a little bit harder. And you move your hand around to all sorts of different positions, trying to get the telly to recognise your remote control. All remote dances are different, but most of them involve twisting your hand and wrist around until the remote is almost upside down, because for some reason you think that that will help. It happens a bit like this.
What are you doing, dear?
I'm trying to turn the volume up, dear. It's my favourite programme. Maybe if I twist round this way...
Nice remote dance.
Thanks. Oh, hang on. This is actually the wrong zapper. This one works the stair lift.
Wow. So that's that's Comedy Dave's remote dance explanation. Or is it Kate Silverton off the news telling the truth about remote dance?
Remote dancing is a form of the highly underrated art of robotic dancing. They're the kind of moves which were briefly brought back into fashion by the footballer Peter Crouch a couple of years ago.
Two step.
A remote dance is when two people dance robotically together. One of them acts as the robot, while the other one supposedly controls them through mime and dance. So, for example, if I were to remote dance with Fiona Bruce, she would pretend to push me backwards and I would spin away in a robotic fashion.
Two step.
Probably ending in some kind of windmill or headspin motion. And there's nothing that Fiona Bruce and I like better than a spot of remote dancing.
I can imagine them remote dancing together they've done the news.
They love it.
They love it! So, remote dance. Is it Greg's subconscious wedding dancing? Is it Comedy Dave's hand movements with the TV remote? Or is it Kate Silverton off the news's robotics that she likes to do with Fiona Bruce? Becky can go first.
I think it's Kate and Fiona.
I think it's Kate and Fiona?
Yeah, the remote dancing.
What about you two? Matt and Emma?
I think it's Comedy Dave.
So I think it's...
Because I do
think
that
it's...
with my body when I'm watching Strictly. I go... I start, like,
yeah, you do that.
Doing weird things with my hands and feet, like I'm...
Oh, no, that's
slightly
that's
fitting.
That's Greg James' one, isn't it?
No, it's Comedy Dave.
Comedy Dave was the hand movements with the remote.
Yeah,
with the remote control.
Yeah, yeah.
So see, I would have gone for Greg James, but then I'm thinking psychologically, you wouldn't put two right answers next to each other from the same person.
Mm.
So I'm looking too
or
deep into this competition. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think?
So who do you think? Go.
Dave.
You
okay.
Think Dave?
Let's go for Comedy Dave.
Okay, let's find out who was telling the truth about the phrase remote dance.
Yes, it was me all along. The remote dance is the weird movement you make trying to get your TV remote control to work.
You two are on fire right
Woo-hoo!
Now. Love that. Right, so it's 2-0.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, 2-0. Okay, one more. Here's your next one. Last phrase is baby goggles. Baby goggles.
Baby goggles.
What does that phrase mean, do you think? First of all, with her explanation, it's Kate, once again, off the news.
If you take your child to music festivals, you'll be picking up a pair of baby goggles this summer. You already have the ear protectors to save your baby's hearing. Now you can get the eye protectors to save your child from the barrage of bottles full of beer and wee, which get hurled towards the stage. They're the kind of things Jo Wiley would buy for her kids, and they come in a wide range of trendy colours. Baby goggles. This will be a commonly heard conversation at festivals this summer.
Watch out, Joe. They're throwing bottles of wee at James Morrison.
Don't worry, Stu. My little Shanika is protected with baby goggles. No nasty splashes for her. You okay, Shanika?
Good thinking with the baby googles, Joe. Hang on. What are you doing with that bottle?
If you can't beat them, join them. Take that, Morrison. Having got him on the head.
Poor James. So is she telling the truth, or maybe it means something else? Here's Greg James.
Japan's brought us some of the must-have toys over the last few years. Pokemon, Tamagotchi, Hello Kitty. The next one that all the young girls will be wanting in 2009 is baby goggles. Baby goggles not only cries and wets itself, it also projectile vomits on you when you least expect it. Kids in Japan have gone crazy for these puking toys. Be warned though, it's very dangerous to let your child play with baby goggles in the back of the car. There you are, driving along. Next thing you know, the doll's been sick down your neck.
Everything all right in the back, kids?
Yes, thanks, Dad.
Oh, someone's just projectile vomited down my neck.
That was just baby goggles, Dad. And that's the phenomenon of baby goggles.
Wow. So, is it the new Japanese doll? Or maybe they're all lying and maybe Comedy Dave is telling the truth?
Baby goggles is a very simple phrase to understand. It's basically that age-old phenomenon where the parents of an ugly baby think that their child is adorable, but nobody else does. We've all been there. For example...
Look at this, our little bundle of joy, little Shaniqua. Isn't she the cutest thing ever?
Oh, yes. She's adorable. She really is.
Coochie-coo!
Bob's seriously got baby goggles. That's got to be the ugliest baby I've ever seen.
Coochie-coochie-coo!
Are her eyes looking in different directions?
No.
Are you sure?
That's great.
So, last one. Baby goggles. Is it Kate Silverton's baby eye protectors for festivals that people like Joe Wiley buy? Is it Greg's Japanese puking projectile doll? Or is it Comedy Dave's way to describe someone who thinks their hideous child is cute? Matt and Emma first.
I want to go Dave again.
I think it's got to be.
It's so true, though. Oh. I'll be under no, like, illusion if we've got a funny-looking baby. I'll know it. And I'll put my hand up high and admit it.
Hello.
He's a little bit weird.
We know it's strange, but it's
okay. Happy child.
I've got a funny-looking baby and I'm proud.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going for Dave.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Becky?
The Joe Wiley one, so Kate's one.
Kate Silverton's
mm-hmm.
one. Let's find out who's telling the truth.
Yes, it's me. Baby goggles are what you have when you think your child is cute, but nobody else does.
That's so good. Well done.
We are awesome.
You are awesome. Thank you, Matt and Emma, for coming in today.
Thanks,
so you get the point. The final scores are Becky, 0. Matt and Emma, 3. So Matt and Emma win the first ever game of Urban Bluff.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today, guys. That was fun.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
A couple of teachers have been ongoing. Please don't do show and tell. I've had it all day at school as well. Like that other girl who didn't speak to you for a while. Well, we're doing it, so there. That was a cola and every word on Radio 1. It's 6:13. Right, so you ready for my show and tell?
Mm-hmm.
Like you do at school, like when you bring something in from home and you present it to the rest of us, normally in a circle, and then the teacher gets you to explain it.
Are you going to do yours first or do you want mine first?
I'd like to do mine first, if that's okay.
Okay.
You know, if I'm, like, by the seaside or whatever, and I might go into a pleasure arcade...
Yeah, like off of where Nessa works, on Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, yeah, there.
Mm-hmm.
I generally like different machines to what other people like.
Right.
And now I've got one of my own, and that is today's show and tell from me. Which machine do you think it is from the arcade?
You've got an arcade game in your house?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, the hook one where you go down and try and get the cuddly toy.
Hook a duck?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that might have given it away.
No, something with money.
Yeah.
Coins.
Sorry, I just tried to turn it around there. They've gone all over the place. Yeah, guess again.
Oh, you haven't got one of those, the air hockey?
No.
The whack as many things as you can game? I don't know what it's called, you know, where you have to bash them when they come up.
Clue, I'm picking up coins from the floor.
Oh, no. Why would you get one of them? Yes. What, like a coin slider one for 2p?
Let me just turn it round, and there it is, my show and tell. It's a penny pusher. I love these machines.
It's not even a life-size one.
No, you know the machines that you get in the arcade where you put 2p in and they fall off the edge?
The slider one.
Yeah.
And you've got a miniature version of that.
Turn it on. And just put the coins in. Go. And then...
What coins are they that you're putting in, though? They're very light.
They're just tokens.
They're not even real coins?
No.
So you've got a slider with just tokens.
What I like to do... Yes! One came down. One fell off the edge.
You're not winning anything, because you've just got tokens.
At home, when I get home of an evening, after a fairly hectic show, I like to unwind by doing this.
It's very noisy, isn't it? It's noisier than my Hungry Hippos game.
I love it. Look. Ah, yes! Another one! Come on.
Do you play this on your own or with your flatmate?
Well, I used... No, he doesn't like it. But I used to... These are the only machines that I play in arcades because I don't understand any of the others. You know, like, when I went to... Actually, I went to Las Vegas and I only played these. And I know you're supposed to gamble and stuff.
Did you win big? 18p? 20p?
That's not the point. This is amazing. It's brilliant to play at home. And now I can.
Where did you get this from?
They sell it in shops.
Actual shops sell these.
Yeah, and I loved when I went to Vegas. I loved it so much that I've now got my own one.
So you literally just sit there feeding in the coins.
Yeah, and waiting for them to come over the edge.
They're tokens.
Now I'm telling you, there you are. Someone else is on. I absolutely love those, Scott. They're so addictive. I love those machines from Lease. Oh, I love them. My friend has one. From Ciara, 14, from Bridport.
It's got a very distinctive hum on it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Good. Oh, here comes some more over the edge now. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it because I see how excited it makes you, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, Nicola loves the arcade game. Someone says, you're earning too much money. No, they're not. They're just tokens. Anyway, my penny pushing machine, which I've got at home, is today's show and tell from me. Beat that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
See, I could do this all night. I love it. Oh, hang on. Yes! One got over. Right, I'll stop that now. So this is my penny pusher, today's show and tell from me. Look at the text. I'm not being funny, but that's the biggest... Oh, shut up! That's the biggest response we've had yet to show and tell. I love those machines. They're the best. I always play them. Wow, that's amazing. And my favourite arcade game too, from Debbie. Emily says, I love it. I've got a miniature one in my dining room. Pete from Rochdale calls me a sap. Louise in Guildford says, yeah, I only play those as well. So does Jo. She went to Vegas and just spent 10 days drinking margaritas and just playing the penny pusher because she doesn't understand any of the games. I don't either. Really don't.
Not even air hockey.
Who actually plays that?
I love air hockey.
Do you?
Yeah. The one that doesn't speak's addicted already.
Do you know that person that works here that's addicted to every time he goes to an arcade? He's a king of the dance mat. Have you seen him in action? Oh, he's
Who's
amazing.
That?
Someone you really wouldn't expect it to be. Really good. He's like a champion of the dance mat. He just knows exactly what to do. It's not the one that doesn't speak.
Okay, I want to know who that is now.
Okay, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
So...
Do you want to see mine?
Yes, please. There's quite a lot to live up to. I'm not being funny.
Right. I've got my Lion King toothbrush, which makes me happy every day. It's basically...
actually use that?
Yeah. It's an
brush your teeth?
Yeah. It's an electric toothbrush that plays Kuna Matata from The Lion King. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Oh, hang on.
Does that not get a little bit annoying?
Here we go, no.
So.
And it just goes for the length of however long you're meant to brush.
That's annoying.
It's a problem free philosophy.
I don't like Lion King, though.
Oh. Well, it makes me happy. But I get a little bit freaked out the first time I use it. Listen to how it starts. It's a bit like the dentist drill.
Oh! Ah! I hate that noise!
Or my other one, which is my pen that my auntie bought me.
Right. And what's that?
Do you want to have a look?
Okay, thank you.
It's really good.
It just looks like pen. A normal pen. Oh. And I've just... Ooh.
It's a special massage pen.
Good Lord.
Do you like it?
So
I don't quite
work,
know
please?
Why she... Well, you write with it or you massage with it.
And your auntie bought you this?
Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure why, but maybe I said at one point I could never find a pen.
I was finding that a bit strange, that your auntie bought you this.
Well, I quite like it.
Is that all it does? You just press the top and it does that?
Massages you. You like it, don't you? It's quite therapeutic.
I do quite like it. Is it actually right as well? Yeah, it does. Mm. That's really good. You can use that for all sorts, couldn't you?
Mm. Don't chew the end of it. It makes your teeth go a bit funny.
Ah!
I told you not to. There goes your porcelains.
Ow. Well, that's nice. Probably not as good as my penny pusher, but thanks very much for bringing those in today. That was Show and Tell. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so this pen...
I am going to get that back, aren't I?
There's loads of scurrilous accusations about this pen that your aunt got you on the text at the moment. Are you reading the same one as me?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me just get this right. This is a massage pen.
Yeah, basically, if you write a lot of notes, you like do shorthand and stuff, your hands get quite tired, so you just turn it on its end and then just massage your fingers and just makes your hands feel a bit nicer.
Oh, yeah, I just thought I did put the end in my mouth a minute ago. Right, so when
I told you not to do that, didn't I? And so you didn't listen to me.
When your aunt gave you this pen, she was like, here, I'll go back. It's a pen. Press the end. Go on, press the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massager. That's what she said. That's how it went.
Yeah.
Weird. What do you use it for?
When I'm writing loads of notes.
It's quite powerful, isn't it?
I'm never going to get that off you, am I?
I quite like it now. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.